Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios.
We'll do it live.
TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be. And this right here, the Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked right here for the next 3 hours. That's right. 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM channel 83. My partner Rob Parker will be on any moment now. He's having some technical difficulty, so don't fear. He will be here. But Mark Medina, Fox Sports Radio's NBA insider, will join us at the bottom of the hour. And obviously, lots of NBA action and talk to get to. Let me introduce the Odd Couple crew, and then we will get this party started. Back from his hiatus. I was shocked when I found out he was actually doing the show today. DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan on the ones and twos on a Worship Wednesday. Super producer Brandon Trufa. The Truth is in for Rob G. And on the update you heard just a few moments ago, that's right, Monsi Bolaños. All right, so let me get to it. The game that everyone is talking about, and what a game it was. A tremendous game one of the second round in the Western Conference playoffs. Los Angeles Lakers take down the Golden State Warriors 117 to 112 to steal home court advantage away from a Warriors team that some thought needed it, right? I mean, I know they didn't need it against Sacramento, but they haven't been a great road team all year, and they just lost home court advantage to the Los Angeles Lakers. And LeBron James played fine, 22 points, 11 rebounds, 3 block shots. But the star of the show, the superstar of the show, was none other than Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis on a floor with LeBron James, second greatest player of all time, with Steph Curry, the greatest shooter of all time, and now, yes, a top 10 player of all time. The best player on the floor was Anthony Davis. He goes for 30 points, 23 rebounds, 4 blocked shots, and 5 assists. Shot 11 to 19, hit all 8 of his free throws. Dominated the game to the point where the Golden State Warriors just decided, we'll pass when it came to getting into the paint. When it came to attacking the basket, when it came to trying to score in the painted area, Draymond, Wiggins, Looney, Steph, Klay, Jordan Poole, they all said, we'll pass. They stopped trying. That's how much of an impact Anthony Davis had on this game, and it led the Lakers to the victory in the first game of this series. And Anthony Davis, the numbers don't even do justice to what he did, because I just said he didn't only change the trajectory of shots at the rim, he changed the Warriors' game plan, their entire game plan. Like, they just decided, nah, we're going to just shoot these threes and shoot these jump shots. That's how ferocious Anthony Davis was, and he's been that way throughout these playoffs. He did the same thing to the Memphis Grizzlies. I mean, they kept attacking because they can't really shoot, and he kept blocking shots. He had 26 block shots in the 6 games of those series. That was twice as much as any other player in the playoffs. Anthony Davis has been a beast. Now, offensively, he was up and down in the playoffs, and we're going to get to that in a few minutes. But the question I want to throw out there now, because LeBron's been fine. Again, and Draymond Green alluded to it, went on his podcast after the game last night and said, man, it is so strange, so weird to see LeBron James playing completely different. And Draymond is absolutely right. LeBron is playing differently. But I give that as credit to LeBron, because LeBron, when he was injured, looked at the way the Lakers were playing and winning without him, playing through Anthony Davis. Austin Reeves was doing his thing. D'Angelo Russell was doing his thing. Malik Beasley and some of the other players, Rui Hachimura, Dennis Schroeder, were doing their thing. And LeBron wisely said, you know what? When I come back, I just need to fit in. I don't need to take over. I know he took over a few games earlier, late in the season, and they kind of struggled in some of those games. And it seems like he has realized, and I get it, a lot of it's probably age and wear and tear. He's probably tired. He is too tired to dominate the ball like he used to, or too old to do that. He wouldn't last very long. But his decision to fit in is the right decision. And that's why it seems so odd the way he's playing. He's not playing poorly. I know he didn't shoot well. He needs to stop shooting all these threes. He was 1 for 8, I think, last night. But otherwise, I mean, heck, 22, 11, 3 blocks. He's playing great defense at the rim. Like, he's playing very strong basketball, but we are so used to seeing LeBron have his fingerprints on every single possession. Notice, I didn't say every game. For the bulk of his career, he has had his fingerprints on every single possession. Bringing the ball up the court. Passing it to whoever shoots it. Or maybe a hockey assist. Or shooting it himself. He was the system. And now, to his credit, he's being part of the system, which I personally believe is more conducive to winning, because it allows all the other teammates you have to blossom and be the best players they can be. Now, I know LeBron's been on some teams where other guys couldn't do that much. So he had to do it all, and they would just catch and shoot, and that was fine. That'll get you 60 wins, but usually not a championship. This is the style that can get you rings, or a ring, another ring. He's already got four. But as well as LeBron is playing in this role, the guy who has been the dominator for the Lakers is Anthony Davis. It hasn't been LeBron. And again, that is not just last night. That is throughout these playoffs, which, granted, only seven games so far. And I know LeBron leads them in scoring. They're actually tied. LeBron, both of them are at 22.1 points a game. And Anthony Davis, though, is averaging 15 boards. LeBron's averaging 11. AD shooting 50% from the floor. LeBron 46. LeBron only shooting 18% from three. Again, he needs to move in a little bit. Move in a little bit. But this is what I want to throw out there to you guys when you get your chance to call in. Has the torch officially been passed? Has Anthony Davis now taken the torch that he should have taken from LeBron James back in 2020 when they left the bubble? In fact, he should have taken it during those playoffs. Remember, he hit the big three-pointer. I can't remember which round it was. Might have been the conference finals against Denver, but I don't remember. But he hit a big three-pointer to win a playoff game, and he was playing lights out early in the finals against Miami, and then as he is wont to do, he fizzled. Had, I think, a five-rebound game, a nine-rebound game, which, you know, that's not bad, but a five-rebound game. You can't do that if you Anthony Davis. Yeah, 15.5 rebound game for Anthony Davis in the finals. Then a 22.9 rebound game, which isn't bad. But he stopped down, and he could have been MVP of those finals. It was LeBron, and deservedly so, because when AD fizzled, LeBron took over, and we all thought, oh, the monkey's off his back. Now AD can be free. No worry, no more comments, no more worries, no cloud hanging over you that you can't win. You don't have a ring. You got your ring. And now go ahead and get busy and really shine. Because now you can play worry-free, and he didn't do it. And it wasn't just the injuries. Yeah, they're injuries. But it was also because he's just been inconsistent and hasn't taken the torch. Didn't take the torch, so LeBron had to carry it for a few years. But now, has AD finally taken it? Let me answer the question. I think it's in the process. I haven't seen enough yet. No, it's still LeBron's team, obviously. He's the leader of the team. He is the leader. Even if AD leads statistically and all, LeBron's the leader of the team. Like Steph was the leader of the Golden State teams with KD. KD was the better player in those finals. But Steph, it was his team. This is still LeBron's team, but the best player right now, certainly, obviously, has been Anthony Davis. But have I seen enough to think AD's going to keep doing this? I'm not even asking you to get 30 and 23 every night. But I am asking you to not have some 12-point games. I mean, you know, every blue moon, but blue moons don't happen all the time. Blue moons don't happen every other game. And that's what AD has been doing. His last series against Memphis, great one game, mediocre, solid the next. Great the next game, mediocre, solid the next. Literally, 22 points game one, 13 game two against Memphis. 31 points game three, 12 game four against Memphis. 31 points game four or five, 16 game six. His defense and rebounding was great throughout that series, and it should be great every night. His offense has gone up and down. And I get it. You're not Kevin Durant. You're not going to score 30 every night. Fine. But I need you to stay aggressive, be a threat, and even if you don't get 20, you're aggressive and you're a factor offensively. Even if your shot is off, you're being aggressive and making the defense account for you. You're drawing fouls, getting to the free throw line. That's when AD will have officially taken the torch. Who knows? Maybe he'll do it in this series. Maybe he'll do it in the next series. But that's what he needs to do to officially take the torch. The torch is in limbo. The torch is hanging out there. LeBron's got to let it go. He's waiting. AD, come on. AD, come on, baby. Come on. It's yours. You can do it. Gave him a little bone last night in the press conference. Said, hey, you going to be up in there in the rafters with Kareem and Shaq and Wilt? Number three, he's trying to give it to him. AD needs to take it. Or do you think he already has taken it?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. So get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Rob Parker has his technological issues ironed out. What's up, man? Welcome.
What's happening? How are you?
Good, good. So you got an answer for that question that we're throwing at the listeners? AD finally taken the torch from LeBron?
I don't know yet, because we've seen too many 13 and 16 point games. When he plays like this, then the answer is obvious, Chris. We said this after they won the championship in the bubble. This team should have been his 2 years ago.
Right.
2 years ago. And it hasn't, because he's not consistent. And then, of course, you mix in the injury. So when it's right and he plays like that, then you say, oh, my God. But then you have the stinkers that come every other game, or it seems like. So now if he throws in a stinker next game, then people will be going like, oh, here we go. If he plays great all series, then they got a great shot to win.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on AD taking the torch or not.
All right, let's go to Brian in L.A. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, B?
Hey, what's up, guys? First-time caller, long-time listener.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey, good to have you.
Yeah. Yeah, so basically, I just wanted to say that it's way too soon for the torch to be passed down to AD. He's way too inconsistent, you know? Not just with his play, but with his health. Like, how can you have the leader of the team miss, say, only like 50 games a season, you know?
Yeah.
That's another problem, Chris, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, healthy. Both of their leaders. I mean, AD and LeBron.
At least with LeBron, he's older. You get it. You know what I mean? I know AD's not, don't want to be hurt, but he's hurt. Thanks a lot, Brian. Appreciate it. Frankie and Crenshaw, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
What's up, guys? How are you doing today?
Doing good.
Good, man. How are you?
So I just wanted to talk about, AD was obviously great last night, but how good do you guys think this team could have been if they got rid of Westbrook last summer? Because I think we all know by now the guy holds teams back. That's pretty much all I have to say about that. But what do you think?
Well, he wasn't a fit. He certainly didn't hold the Clippers back. And I've said it, you know, it's hard to win a championship with him. So he hasn't won one, and he's had some great teammates. But Rob, also this trade wasn't available last summer. I mean, they waited and they got a great deal. If they don't get these players for Russ, then they're not in the position they're in right now.
So I don't know.
They waited and they got a good deal.
Yeah, I mean, you say that. I don't know what exactly was available or that they were holding on. I remember they were talking about they didn't want to give up a first-round pick, and that was the big holdup. But we all knew that some move had to be made. You just can't. What is it? The definition of insanity, right?
Yeah.
To keep doing the same thing and thinking some different results are happening. And we knew that there was no way that they could just keep doing that. And eventually they gave up a first-round pick, which was all the talk, because they've given up so many, they didn't want to give up any more. But we'll see. All right, how about Will in Wisconsin? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Will?
What's going on, Rob? What's going on, Chris?
How you?
You know, I'm fine, man. Just actually getting back into the news flow here. I had some family loss there, so it's great to be able to come back.
Love and prayers to your family.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, thanks, gentlemen. But to your point, Chris, with Anthony Davis, and honestly, we may not see that from him in a definitive game. I mean, when you look at his career, he doesn't have like a LeBron-esque moment, right, where it's like in a playoff series. Like with me, as far as LeBron, his arrival for me was like those early series. I think the overtime or so against, I think that was the Pistons, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, 29. Out of their last 30 points for the Cavs, 25 straight, yep. That was definitely
his arrival. Yeah, Anthony Davis doesn't have a game like that where you say, oh, here he's arrived. But his career, his, you know, the thing that sort of led to this appearance of the Lakers, his prior statistical dominance there, you know, on his efficiency. So I honestly think it's going to be more of how is he in the overall scope of this postseason? Did he take over the postseason, or was he just fulfilling an Anthony Davis sort of space?
Yeah.
Well, yesterday was a game he took over. That's right. Darn sure.
It's just about whether or not he can do it more than one night or every other night, I guess, is it. Let's go to Robert in Georgia. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Robert?
Hey, what's up, guys? Great show, man.
Thank you.
Man, a couple things, man. I don't think it's AD's team, and I'm gonna tell you why. Because if it was, you go back to game four, at the end of the game, LeBron wasn't having a good game. Who they get a ball to tie that, to even get that game to overtime? Look, he doesn't have an offensive move where you go to him at the end of games. I don't think he'll ever be a go-to offensive guy where you just design plays and give him the ball.
Well, Giannis doesn't really either.
Well, they give Giannis the ball at the top of the key, and
he tried to get in there in the paint.
It's
definitely still LeBron's team just because he's the leader and the elder statesman and the guy everybody looks up to, including AD. But I think at this point, AD is the best player, I think. But he's inconsistent.
We talked about LeBron. The biggest issues, despite his numbers, Chris, is that the impact on winning. We've seen him have plenty of big games and then lose. He has 30 points. So many. I don't know what the number is when he scores 30 in that record. It's probably of the last couple of years, Chris, it can't be great.
He could score 30 in game two, and they could easily lose. If AD goes for 30 and gets his, you know, his normal 12 rebounds or more, they're likely going to win.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments, where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest is our Fox Sports Radio NBA insider, Mark Medina. Mark, what's up, brother?
Chris, Rob, I'm doing great. Chatting with you guys. I hear that you're not really keen on this Steph-LeBron rivalry, though. What's up with
that? Right. Oh, Funky Cole. Rob, that's me, that. Funky Cole Medina.
I wasn't that down on it, but Rob, so you think it's a rivalry, Mark?
Well, it's not. I don't think it's Larry Bird, Magic Johnson. Okay. I think like when we're thinking of this current NBA generation, we're going to think about Steph and LeBron because of all right. the finals matchups and how each player has been a generational talent. I know it's not like the same as Magic Bird, but since when is anything like Magic Bird?
I agree.
No, I agree.
Also battling for rings.
Yeah, but I don't think it's a real rivalry, Mark, from the standpoint that. I don't know. I just never looked at when Kevin Durant was with the Warriors, it was about Durant and LeBron. That's why I think it's hard to really look at that. You remember that shot that Durant made in LeBron's face? Do you remember that? Because they were guarding each other. That's why I don't think the Steph thing fits. I get the ring total, you know, and trying to get more rings in that era. But I just never looked at it, honestly, as a rivalry.
Yeah, no, you had a good point. I mean, KD hit that dagger shot not just once, but twice. Like,
right.
It was the same location in two different finals. And I know that the ring count's different head-to-head. And I think what else is fascinating is that there's, as much as there's, like, a lot of respect between Steph and LeBron, there is some underlying tension of the idea that, hey, well, from LeBron's point of view, Steph won with KD 2 out of 4 times, right? And from Steph's point of view, it's like, well, I've been with one team, and LeBron's been, you know, been going on other teams and getting guys on his
right.
team and all that while I've stuck with one organization. But I think it is really interesting, kind of that subtle stuff behind the scenes.
Yeah, if it's a rivalry, it's a relatively new one. Now that they're clearly the two defining players of this generation, and they happen to be facing each other in the finals all these times, that's or even now in the playoffs, I think that's where we're now starting to think of it like, wow, maybe this is a rivalry, you know. But let's move on, but let's stay with this series. Do you think, like last night, the Lakers obviously looked great. Anthony Davis, though, goes 43 minutes. LeBron goes 40. And AD was even talking about, but actually both of them addressed the pace and needing rest after the game. So now that they're going to every other day, do you think that this pace, that fatigue is going to be a factor? I kind of think it could be a factor for the Lakers' two best players, AD and LeBron, and that could have an impact on this series. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think it's an ultimate chess match here because I think that the Lakers definitely made a statement getting a road win. Anthony Davis is dominant. I think it's been said time and time again that as much as we all know how important LeBron James is with his health and his play with the Lakers, it's usually started with how aggressive Anthony Davis is. He can take care of everything else with allowing flexibility for how LeBron plays, his workload. Can, you know, other guys hit shots or not? But I also look at the other side of the coin that I think that the Warriors really approached game one as a feel-out game and say, hey, like, let's allow the Lakers to take their best shot and we'll just collect everything and then go from there. Clearly, they have a lot of things to address with getting more foul calls, Steph Curry playing more and making more shots, Draymond Green and Kevon Looney improving their defense. you know, maybe having Jonathan Kuminga as an option to guard Anthony Davis. So, you know, this series is obviously far from over, but I think after one game, I'm really intrigued. What direction does the Book of Adventure go? Do we see, you know, the Lakers really using this as a momentum shift? Or to your point, does the accumulation of playing every other day catch up to them and give the Warriors an opening to, you know, counterpunch? Because they've been championship tested before, and they know that the first game ultimately doesn't always mean a whole lot.
Funky Cole, let me ask you about the 76ers and the Celtics. And
yeah.
I know people in Boston, I mean, that was a punch in the face. I mean, James Harden with the big game, 45, no Embiid, won the MVP. Was that a message there? Or if you're Philly, do you try to squeeze another one? You're happy you got the split? And I guess Embiid's playing tonight, correct, Chris? Right?
He's playing
tonight.
Yeah,
how big of a game is this for the Celtics, I mean, at home?
I think it's must win. I mean, look, mathematically, if they're down 2-0, they can still come back. But I feel like if the Sixers win this game, the Sixers win this series. I think it was inexcusable that the Celtics lost game one without Joel Embiid.
That's a terrible loss.
Yeah.
And look, James Harden, it's not the first time he's had, you know, a 45-point performance. I think it's the second time, and he's had 10 40-point performances in the playoffs. But that's when he was the guy on the team. And I just feel like when you look at the Sixers versus the Celtics, especially without Joel Embiid, it's James Harden having to do everything, and the Celtics having a lot of depth, and they didn't put any of it to use. It's been very confounding, this Celtics team this season, because at times they look incredibly unstoppable. It looks like they have great chemistry. They have depth, good coaching, but then when they feel like they can afford to coast, they wound up doing that, and then they lose bad games against inferior teams. In this case, the Sixers are a good team, but being undermanned. So I would think that this wakes up the Celtics, but in the playoffs, you know, every team is a good team. This isn't, you know, the dog days in February where you can skate by. So, yeah, I think it all comes down to who wins this game tonight.
What do you, Phoenix now, obviously they're down 0-2 and they don't have Chris Paul. Is there any way, I mean, at this point, it's kind of like, can they get a couple of games maybe? I mean, what do you see? What do they have to do to win without Chris Paul? And how much of a chance are you really giving them in this series now that he's out for at least the next three games?
Yeah, I fear, Chris, that this is basically falling like a house of cards, because while the Suns could technically still win because they have Kevin Durant and Devin Booker, they've been playing really well, with the exception of KD missing a few shots in game two. It feels like in order for them to win now, they have to just go balls out and get 30, 40 just to have a chance to win, because they don't
both
have anyone else.
They don't have enough depth, though. Do they on their bench? Like, where are the other guys?
They don't. And here's the thing, Rob. I don't fault the Suns for making the KD deal. I mean, it's Kevin Durant, even if he's having injury issues, when he's on the court, I think he's the most dominant scorer and most efficient scorer. And when you look at that point in time, it's not like the Suns were really looking like they're going to become a contender.
No, they had no chance. Yeah,
they were in fifth place. They're, you know, just kind of hovering in the middle of the pack. They needed this kind of move, but it very much felt like they're at the poker table. They had lost their chips, and the only way to get the car back is to put the house up, you know, at the table. And so with this, I feel like they expose themselves maybe even a lot earlier than I anticipate. I thought that there would be a window that, because of the great talent and the fact that I think from X's and O's, there wouldn't be much of a feeling out process that they could do this. But health was always going to be a thing that you have to worry about. And it just wound up happening that it blew up in their face in the second round as opposed to later in the playoffs.
That's a great point, because I think most people look at it like, man, they blew it with the trade for Durant because they gave up their depth. But that team wasn't going anywhere.
No, they had to make a move.
They might be in the exact same place, you know, that they are now, if that. So
yeah,
they took a shot, and yeah.
Yeah, and look, I mean, Mikal Bridges is a great player. I mean, remarkably durable, great two-way player.
You mean Brooklyn Bridges? What are you saying?
But to the other point, like, Jay Crowder wasn't coming back. So, like, you almost kind of X'd him out of the equation. And to the larger point, while they had depth, they had a lot of good role players in past years where they would talk openly, hey, we have strength in numbers like the Warriors. That's just not what their identity was this season. It was all Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton, and Chris Paul. And I think, you know, they've all played reasonably well, but the problem is they've all have had overlapping injuries.
No, that's great stuff. That's our man, Mark Medina. Awesome stuff, Funky Cold Medina.
That's right. We appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you guys.
Later. Rob brought it up. Sixers, Celtics. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Shekel City, Chris. I got the Celtics minus 8 against the Sixers at home in Boston. This is a must-win game.
They got to win.
Yeah, they got to win, and I expect them to win by 8. Because when both guys were in, we still thought the Celtics would be able to beat them. So why would we think that they can't beat them now that Embiid's coming back? Also, I got the Yankees and the Guardians. That's in the Bronx, Chris. Under 7.5 runs. I know the Guardians took out a 2-0 lead early. And I got also the Angels are in St. Louis, the baseball capital of America. I got the Angels. Otani's pitching, Chris, 4-0 pitching tonight. I got the under in that game. I don't expect a lot of runs given up by Otani and the Cardinals as well. So I'm going with under 7.5 in the Guardians-Yankees game, under 7.5 runs in the Angels-Cardinals. And the Celtics minus 8. Hosting the 76ers. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right. There you have it, Shekel City. Celtics, Sixers about to start within the next 20 minutes or so. And, Rob, you just said it. You've got the Celtics. I've got the Celtics. They got to win tonight. I mean, look, we've seen Doc. We know Doc has blown a lot of playoff leads. He's the only coach ever to blow more than 1-3-1 series, and he's done it 3 times. Blown another 2-0 lead. But, so, I mean, I would give them a little slight chance, right? Because we've seen Harden stumble in the big moments. We've seen Doc have his problems. And even Embiid. So, I wouldn't 100% write them off, but it is hard to envision them losing the first 2 games at home and then winning the series against a team that, while I don't think they're quite as good as Boston, they're right there.
But
right?
If you this give them a 2-0 lead, Chris, with 2 road wins to start the playoffs?
Nah, no. It's tough. I mean, it would be
think
would
about be it. All you got to do is win 2 of the last 4. Just right. 2.
It would be hard to envision them winning that. But I think they get it done tonight because their backs are against the wall. And they've got to. And look, I don't know if you saw, Rob, when the Sixers or when it was announced for Embiid that he was the MVP, but he was there with all his teammates. It was really a great moment, a touching moment, the way that they just rallied around Embiid and everybody was so happy for him. And, you know, Harden is giving him hugs. Harden apparently gave him a Rolex as well. I don't know. Could that rally them in this game? Maybe, but I still think the Celtics are going to come out with a sense of urgency. And I don't think the Sixers, even though they're going to tell themselves they want to have that sense of urgency, I don't think they will. I think it's human nature. And I think we've seen that before.
They got what they came for, Chris.
Right.
They're full. You can say whatever you want. They're not going to be bummed out if they don't win that game.
Right.
They won't.
Right.
So there is a degree. It's great to look at and go, oh, we got one. Let's get the other one. That's easier said than done. And I agree. The Celtics are playing for their season, and they're at home, and they know that they let a terrible game get away. They do.
Yep. And the thing that was interesting, and Rob, we've even addressed it a little bit, Jaylen Brown, right? And there's been talk, and he's even given quotes about, you know, just questioning his future in Boston. And I always say, you know what? He says that. But guess what? When he gets on the court, he balls out. Well, Rob, game one was the first time I've seen him play in a way that made me think, is there something there? Because, Rob, he was 6-for-7 in the first quarter.
That ain't gonna get it done.
And then only took three shots the rest of the, of the game. Three shots in the last three quarters. Like, it's not Kobe, but you know what I mean? It makes you wonder. And the Kobe, of course, Chris, I'm talking about when he stopped shooting in the playoffs against Phoenix.
Against Phoenix in game seven, where he stopped shooting.
Right, of all games.
And played hot potato, you remember, because he was criticizing game six for taking too many shots. But, Chris, let's just be honest. There's no reason why you shouldn't think that there's something wrong. He knows they can't win if he takes three shots in the last three quarters.
And he was hot. I don't care. 8-for-10.
I don't care who's on you defensively, Chris. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want you. I'm going to pass the ball every time they double team me. No, it's just not. You can't do that.
Right. And Rob, like I said, he was 8-for-10. It wasn't like he was 1-for-10. Where maybe you could see him being like, you know what? It's not my night. Let me defend and get some other guys the ball. Yeah, 8-for-10. All right, we the Odd Couple. We got 2 hours left. Y'all know what to do. Lock it.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.